From the time he was two, other kids started getting hurt around Jacob. I gave Lori a hard look. She seemed ethereally unaware of the danger of frankness. But Lori returned my glare with a fierce look of her own. I cannot say for certain what she was thinking. Lori and I did not talk as much or as easily since the night I confessed my secret history. A little curtain had come down between us, but clearly she was in no mood for lawyerly advice. She meant to have her say. She said, "It happened several times. At daycare once, Jacob was toddling on the top of a play structure when another boy fell off. The boy needed stitches. Another time, a little girl flew off the monkey bars and broke her arm. A boy down the street rode his tricycle down a steep hill. That boy needed stitches too. He said Jakey pushed him." "How often did these things happen?" "Every year or so. Jacob's daycare teachers told us all the time that they could not take their eyes off him. He was too rough. I was scared to death he would get kicked out of daycare. Then what would we do? I was still working at the time, teaching. We needed daycare. There were long waiting lists at all the other daycare centers. If Jacob got thrown out, I'd have to stop working. We actually put our name on the list at another daycare just in case." "Oh my God, Lori, he was 4 years old. This is years ago. What are you talking about?"
"Andy, really, you have to let her speak or this just won't work."
"But the time she's talking about, Jacob was 4 years old."
"Andy, I understand where you're coming from. Just let her finish. Then you'll have a turn, all right?"
"All right."
"Lori, I'm curious. What did the other kids at daycare think of him?"
"Oh, the kids? I don't know. Jacob had very few playdates, so I imagine the other kids didn't like him especially."
"And the parents?"
"I'm sure they didn't want their kids to be alone with him. But none of the moms ever said anything to me about it. We were all too nice for that. We didn't criticize each other's kids. Nice people don't do that except behind each other's backs."
"What about you, Lori? What did you think about Jacob's behavior?"
"I knew I had a difficult child. I did. I knew he had some behavior problems. He was rambunctious. He was a little too rough, a little too aggressive."
"Was he a bully?"
"No, not exactly. He just didn't think about other kids, how they would feel."
"Was he short-tempered?"
"No."
"Mean?"
"Mean. No, mean isn't the word for it either. It was more like, I don't know what to call it exactly. He just couldn't seem to imagine how other kids would feel if he pushed them down, so he was hard to control. I guess that's it. He was hard to control. But a lot of boys are like that. That's how we talked about it at the time. A lot of boys go through this. It's a phase. Jacob will outgrow it. Well, that was how we looked at it. I was horrified when other kids got hurt, of course, but what could I do? What could we do?